University of Alaska officials are considering a 5% tuition increase in each of the next two academic years. UA has seen its tuition steadily rise over the past several years, including a 5% increase last year. Colby Friel chairs the Coalition of Student Leaders. He says increases like this have become an expectation for UA students, and they understand the strain the state and university are under.
We want our education here in Alaska. We want to receive the quality learning that we get, so we're willing to pay for it.
The university has seen state funding decline by $61 million since 2014 and enrollment drop by 14% since 2011. Among the austerity measures, the university has cut about 50 academic programs and reduced faculty and staff by more than 900 positions. The University of Alaska Board of Regents discussed the tuition increase during its meeting that wrapped up Friday in Juneau. The board's final vote on tuition is expected at its November meeting. The board also discussed strategic pathways, the massive plan to restructure and save money amid ongoing budget uncertainty in Alaska. UA President Jim Johnson has spent the better part of last year meeting with staff, faculty, students, and community members to figure out what needs to happen to cut costs while maintaining quality.
How do we serve the state more effectively as our budgets are being cut by the state? How do we step up in workforce development? How do we step up in research and economic development and diversification and building a culture of education in Alaska? How do we achieve those goals in this very challenging context?
The final recommendations on strategic pathways will be presented to the board for a vote in November. Regents also approved a $50,000 compensation bonus for Johnson on top of his $325,000 base salary after evaluating his performance and approving his employment contract. Johnson says the bonus will be donated back to the university through student development and cultural initiatives.